year.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and it's a special edition because my math is probably wrong, but I don't care. It is episode 300.
Woo!
Oh! And before we get into talking about what we promised we talked about in the last episode, Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did talk about talking about this on the last episode of the podcast.
Oh, did we? Did we tease it a little?
And I want to get to it before we talk about maybe like end of year stuff, right?
Okay.
I will set a timer because that is part of my, I guess, resolutions, like trying to be better at like timing these correctly.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Wow. All right. I think
that's a fair one.
That's a really, really, really good one.
So we were talking about, you know, you having a meltdown during your 30th birthday party because you had laid out everything like, hey, this is what we're going to be doing. And people were not following instructions or were not paying attention, which led to a lot of unnecessary questions and stress and struggle to where the point where you had a meltdown.
Yes.
And I have a bachelorette party I'm going to be attended to in the near future. And I'm just super... I give myself a lot of preemptive anxiety, like things haven't happened yet and I'm already anxious about them.
Yeah.
I like to be nice to myself, I guess. Oh, no, but there is a lot of, when it comes, I've been in my fair share of weddings and bridal parties and all that stuff and helped with things. And I feel like there is expectations for both the bride and what they should be doing, but also in the bridal party. And I feel like there isn't a lot of communication about what people want, whether it's feasible for them, whether they're clear and everything. And so I thought, I had seen this a while ago and wanted to talk about them, but between being sick and the holidays, it just kind of didn't work out that way.
Yes.
So there is this bride. She posted this on TikTok. So there's two different brides, two different stories, but all kind of fall along the same umbrella.
Okay.
So this bride talked about how she put out a list of expectations she had from the bridal party.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
And at first when I read this, I thought, oh.
Are these a little feisty expectations or are they reasonable?
No, it is completely reasonable. So before before she said, hey, you know, I would love for you to be a bridesmaid. But, and like, here's the gift, because you always, you know, they send the bridesmaids gifts and stuff. Like, hey, will you be my bridesmaid? Please keep the gift regardless of what you said, whether you say yes or no. But this is what I'm kind of expecting.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
What things are encouraged, what things are mandatory. So if you, this is something that you can't commit to, don't feel bad for saying no. And that's okay. The thing, too. It's like, don't shame them because they're like, you know what? Maybe I can't commit to this and I don't want to disappoint you. So that's also
low-key wonder if there would be shame, though.
Yeah, if there's shame after you've done this, then that's...
I mean, I just wonder if, like, obviously the bridesmaid or the bride has picked specific people that she's closest with to be in her bridal party. And if they denied, I wonder if, like, a little bit she'd be like, okay.
Right.
I forgive, but I will never forget.
So she explained how, like, it started off like she was duetting somebody else where it's like, hey, when you agree to be a bridesmaid without realizing it'll cost 3 whole paychecks and every second of your personal time off. And so she decided to share this tip to be completely transparent with her bridal party.
Awesome.
And so she said that before she got engaged, she's been in a similar situation and she just felt she was very insecure about doing this letter, but she wrote out a whole letter, typed it up, super awesome, put in a cute little envelope, she's saying, and with a little proposal box, like, will you be my bridesmaid?
Do we have the letter?
I'm like fast forwarding. It's not letting me. One sec.
Oh, I'm like,
I'm pulling it up, but I'm like,
read this letter.
Cause like my eyes are going bad cause I'm getting old. It's hard to see. So some of the things in the letter, it's like, do we all, like, answering questions. So there's stuff like, do we all have to sit at the head table? It's like, no, I'm giving you a plus one, and I wouldn't want you to have them feel left out. So I will have assigned seating and incorporate your input, but you don't have to sit at a head table. Somebody asks, will you expect me to make any appearance changes, like dye my hair, lose weight for the wedding day? She's like, no, that's weird. It's like, do I have to postpone any life events, like wedding planning, you know, family planning? It's like, no, once again, that's weird. It's like, well, what happens if I don't want to be a bridesmaid? Keep the gifts as a symbol of my love and text me and tell me that you will not be a bridesmaid. No hard feelings.
Like, hard feelings.
You would just be hard feelings.
No. Probably.
I'm like, if you do something like this and they're like, you know what, I don't want to ruin your wedding. I don't want you to have a bad vibe for your bachelorette party or anything. So it's better if I step out of these responsibilities to not make it bad for you.
Not bad, bitch. You ain't invited to the wedding.
And then it's like, okay.
Yeah, right. All right.
Save myself.
End of friendship.
It's like, well, what if I don't want to be a bridesmaid, but still want to be a part of the wedding? It's like, let me know. At minimum, we need an officiant, ushers. And at this point, I don't know what if we need readers or door holders or anything. I'll try to best honor your request, but it's not a guarantee. They're like, OK, what about hair and makeup? She says, I will pay for your hair and makeup. Anything else? Yes, I want you to drink and dance and have fun. So those are just some of the things that she wrote in this letter.
Dude, this bride is like really nice.
Right. She explained to like how much like things were going to cost and stuff like that, which I'm trying to pull up because I can't see the letter. Okay, so she says, like, they're like, okay, well, here's some of the decisions I'm making that I'm leaning towards, so this can help you with your decision. It's like, okay, for the wedding attire, I'm leaning towards a dusty rose colored bridesmaid dress, nude heels, and nude and gold accessories. Beyond that, you can choose the rest, so one shoulder, strapless, v-necks, etc., for dress and heel height for your shoes. Dress, shoes alteration, accessories are from your budget. I'm not sure of the cost, but Google says the average bridesmaid dress costs $200. Hopefully, freedom in the design can help you snag a deal. So she's just like, these are the colors and the shoes and the dress. Pick whatever dress you want.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter the price.
That seems very reasonable.
Right. Because I've seen some bridezillas that are like, your dress needs to be this much money. You're going to pay for your hair and makeup. And your present needs to be at least $200. No, there are. I've seen the oh my God. So for the bachelor party, she says, my desired destination is an all-inclusive resort in Mexico on April 2022. The ideal time frame will be like a Thursday to Sunday, so we'll have a full day on Friday and Saturday. As of April of 2021, it's like, it says the cost will be about $500 for airfare, stay, and drinks, and if we book by this day, other potential costs, I'm going to provide the stay for the night of the rehearsal dinner, but the wedding night stay and or transportation back will be placed on you. So whether or not you want to stay, or if you're going to, you know, whether you're like, I'm not going to drink, so I'm just going to drive home, or whatever it is, right? So you can make that decision. But for the rehearsal dinner, she's going to pay. Maybe those shirts that say Bride Squad or something, I'm not 100% sure, if another potential cost. You don't have to pay or host the bridal shower. I'm not even sure if I want one. Comments, not mandatory. If you live over an hour away, I don't want to obligate you to make one day trips for the bridal shower or wedding dress shopping. You're welcome to come, but no worries if you don't. Because of COVID.
Just 1 hour away? And she's not expecting them to be there? Wow, this person's way nicer than I am. 1 hour away? That's nothing. People drive 1 hour away to like go to a movie sometimes. You're not going to drive 1 hour away to go to my bridal shower / whatever the hell the other thing was.
I'm like, I drive 1 hour to go to work every day.
Yeah, right?
I hate it.
Bitch, you just swore.
I know. I really hate
driving. Girl, you knew where the station was going to be when you bought that house. You knew what you were going to do. No,
I know. Doesn't mean I don't like driving.
Yeah, but like, if you're going to be part of this person's wedding, you're not going to drive an hour to go wedding dress shopping with them. That is
granted
bonkers.
COVID right now doesn't really let you to do that. So for my cousin's wedding dress shopping, we all did it via Zoom.
I would also be very upset about that.
Well, COVID's COVID, man. I can't tell you.
Like, well, I feel like they probably changed that now. I mean, she went wedding dress shopping a while ago,
like earlier this year.
Yeah, but like, I mean, now they have concerts and stadiums full of everyone with no masks and stuff.
It depends on each store.
Yeah, that's true, probably.
So you can't really do anything. Encourage but not mandatory bridal shower if I have one, and wedding dress shopping. So if you can't make it, like, hey, you know what? I have a shift that day and I need the money. Yeah, mandatory would be the rehearsal dinner, wedding day, and the bachelorette trip.
Oh, so, I like that.
So she's like, look, if you can't make it to the other things, not the end of the world. She even explained, like, these are who else is in the bridal party. These are the people that are already, you know, committed or going to be doing things and stuff. So it's like she said, so if your thoughts off, I would never ask somebody of this, or I would never do that for somebody else, then don't ask anybody to do that. Or, like, you know what? Or just, you know, it's okay to say no, is what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And she put it all in their hands and they can decide yes or no. And I feel like having that kind of transparency should be the norm.
Dude, it's so extra, though. Like,
oh, it's so worth it. You're going to save yourself so many headaches at the end, because someone can be like, look, I honestly can't, you know, whether I have a baby or I have this job or I have this, I have school or whatever. And this is when this falls. I can't do it. I will help you in other ways that you can. You might need help. Like, hey, do you need flower arrangements? I can make your whatever it is. Right.
Yeah. Well, you'd think being very detailed about an event would stop a lot of the chaos. But let me tell you, it kind of did not. For my dirty 30, at least. That's what I'm saying, is I don't want to be the person, you know, I don't want to have to be like
the point of contact.
Yes, I don't want to have to be the point of contact. I don't have to be the one that has to tell everyone what's going on, to have to bitch everybody out if they're doing it wrong or not being in the right place at the right time or this, that, or the other, taking 18 years to get ready. We're leaving at 10 o'clock. It's 10:30. Why aren't we ready? It's 11 o'clock. Why haven't we left? It's 11:30 now. Like, what the actual F? Like, I don't want to have to be that person for my own bachelorette party. I'm sweating thinking about it.
And I don't think that's an unfair thing, especially when you're like, hey, this is what I don't like. Some people love to be in charge of everything for themselves, and that's totally fine. But if you know this is what you want for sure, like you want somebody else to take care of it, then find somebody that's not only willing, but understands what your expectations are.
Yeah. And like willing to be the bitch for me. I mean, really, though, I was very nice for a day and a half in Vegas, and then all hell broke loose. All hell broke loose. All hell broke loose.
I'm surprised you don't have a reality show yet. Just for your trips.
Oh my your God. I really wish we all wore GoPros, to be honest. Like, one bitch broke her foot. I would love to see how that happened. One dude got kicked out of the club when we had a table. I would love to see how that happened. Like, oh man, it would fill in so many blanks. Like, where did you go? Where did you vanish to? I don't know. I would love to know.
I got to give shout outs to the other gal I'm going to talk about. These two gals that I'm talking about that are planning their weddings and stuff, both Latinas, got their ass together. Hey. But this other gal, she kind of went viral because she showed a genius way that she's organizing her bridesmaids.
And organizing them.
Yeah, like figuring out like, hey, what is going on? She says this is how she's communicating with her bridesmaids. In the series of TikTok, she explained how she asked questions, got input, and organized everything.
Okay.
Because sometimes you're like, well, I kind of am leaning between these two things. So you kind of put it out there and see what everyone else says.
Yeah, what the majority is.
And it's all in one place. Excuse me. I'm not used to talking this long anymore. It's been
COVID.
A few weeks. It's
the COVID's coming back to ya.
No, it killed my lung capacity. Oh, my goodness. But one of her videos alone got over 266,000 views.
Yay.
Just because of how brilliant this all is.
Okay, tell me. Do you think I'll like it? Think I'll do this?
Maybe.
Okay.
I should probably actually turn her up.
Hey, everyone. So you guys really seem to enjoy my Google Forms video. So here's another one. So this video is for those of you who want to go a non-traditional route when it comes to invitations, RSVP, dinner menus, and even a guest book. This method is completely free, especially because we're only using Google Forms and Canva. So first you want to start off with a message to your friends and your family, and you can also add your registry if you have one, and then we're going to go straight into the wedding invitation.
So even the wedding
invitation
is on Google Forms.
This invitation is from Truly Engaging, but you can also do one on
Google
Canva.
Forms.
And then I also did a day of timeline so that your guests can know what's happening around what time.
I like that.
I cannot stress this enough. This is the most important part of your whole Google Form, writing down the head of household name. After that, you're going to want to RSVP. Write your RSVP section. If they decline, that's the last question they have to ask.
So this is, instead of sending out your actual invitations, you do it this way. So that way you can get everything a lot quicker. You don't have to pay a crap ton of money on wedding invitations. For those who don't know, for like a hot minute when I was like 18 years old, I worked at a bridal store.
For a hot minute?
Yeah, it was like 2 months. It was mostly because they were going to go out of town and they needed somebody to help watch the store when they were out of town. And then that was it.
Oh, that was nice of you.
But one of the things like they asked me to do is to look through the different things I can familiarize myself with. And they had this giant binder. It's like a special binder for all the wedding invitations.
Yeah.
And so they, I was learning and watching like how much everything costs, like for a wedding, let's say 200 or 300 people, maybe even like less or more. I don't remember. But I remember it being hundreds of dollars for wedding invitations.
Which is crazy because I feel like you can get them printed off at Walgreens.
Right. Like exactly.
$20.
But even then, you don't even have to spend money. You just go make a wedding invitation online. And there's a lot of other free resources, apps and stuff. Or you can just pay a couple bucks on an app, create it and just have it on a Google form. So everything's there. People can RSVP. That's why she said put the head of household. So I have your name. Or these could even be if you do want to have invitations, you can get all the information here as if it was like your save the date and stuff, and then mail out formal invitations if that was something you really wanted.
Well, people usually like nowadays have their like invitation, but they say like go to this website for more information. And that's where it has their story mm-hmm. and the details and their registry and like that kind of thing.
And I've seen a lot. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people do it that way where it's like, here's like, you know, more about us or, you know, I think that's really cute. The love story.
Yeah. And there's like pictures of them and like how they met and this and that.
But I have the one where she explains more about the actual communicating with the bridesmaids because she does Google Forms for everything, this woman.
Damn.
Hey everyone, so today I have a tip for brides with bridesmaids. If you don't have bridesmaids, just keep scrolling. So the easiest way that I found to communicate with my bridesmaids is through Google Forms. I have 4 bridesmaids and 1 maid of honor, which totals to 5 different individuals. And the reason I say that is because in a group chat, yes, we can talk and yes, we can answer questions. But when I have to go back and check what they're more comfortable with, what answers they gave me, it gets a little bit difficult. So I decided to go through Google Forms and I'm going to show you guys exactly what I put, what questions I asked, and how I got the answers. Not sure if anybody has used Google Forms before, but it's easy, it's fast, and it's effective. And I really, really like it. And I think it's a great tool for all brides to use when it comes to their bridesmaids. So stay tuned to part 2 and 3 where I'll be explaining how I did it. Hey everyone, so today I have a tip for
next.
Hi everyone, welcome to part 2. So we're gonna go kind of fast. The first thing I put on my Google form is a message to my bridesmaids and then straight into our wedding theme and wedding colors. So then the first thing and the most important thing, please don't forget, ask them for their name. This is gonna help you when it comes to the results. Then I ask them questions like if they want to stay all together in a hotel room or Airbnb the day of the wedding. Yes, no, maybe. I also ask them if they want their hair professionally done and also their makeup. We have to be very mindful of their spending, especially if they will be spending on their dress as well. I ask them what budget they're more comfortable in when it comes to their bridesmaids' dresses. And I also ask them what kind of style they would like. As you can see here, I entered some pictures and I also have the links to these pictures at the very bottom so that they can go and check them out. I'm not very picky on the style, but I do want them to wear a specific color and to be uniform. Part 3.
Next.
Hi everyone. Okay, as I was saying, I gave them a couple of options on the style of the dresses. Everybody has different body type, so I'm open to any style, but I do want the same color. Then I went on to ask when they're available to go shopping for their dress. That way we can all go together, try them on together, and just have a good time. I asked them what kind of shoes they were comfortable in, and I put things that I would be okay with them wearing, like nude heels, flats, or boots. I also went as far as to ask about the bachelorette party. I wanted to know if they had something in mind, any destination specific. I asked them when they're available to go on this bachelorette trip. And also, since some of my bridesmaids do have children, I asked for a time frame for the bachelorette. And finally, I left an open-ended question to see if they have any questions, comments, or concerns.
Okay, I think that's pretty
reasonable. That girl is so nice.
And very organized.
Very organized. Some of the questions I really, really liked. Other ones I'd be like, this is my bachelorette party.
Exactly.
This is my wedding. Well, I don't care what you think.
This is just an example of what she did. You don't have to fill out all these
fabulous
different things.
I appreciate that's wow. Good on her.
I love you. I have no doubt in my mind that if I had to plan your bachelorette party, I would lose my mind or do any of that.
Oh, yeah. However, I would probably lose murder my mind, me. Too.
If you wanted help or wanted to, I could do this for you. This is like my contribution. If
you wanted Google Docs thing?
A Google form, I can create one for you.
Really? You know how to do that?
Mm-hmm. I can do that. So that would be my contribution.
To this? To my Hot Mess Express. Like, choo-choo.
Honestly, that needs to be the shirts you wear for your bachelorette party. Hot Mess Express.
Hot Mess Express. And then we all go, choo-choo. With the penises on our heads.
Jesus. But this, for me, like, organization-wise and just transparency-wise, like you can say, like, hey, you know what? I have kids. I'm, like, the sole caretaker of the kids or whatever. I can't do, like, a whole week type of bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Like, I can maybe do, like, a night or something. So maybe something, like...
Luckily, none of them have kids.
No, so. But that's just an example. Like, maybe someone's graduating grad school or something. You know, that kind of a thing.
F your grad school graduation. This is my bachelor party. Get it together.
And that's when I stopped being friends with Sarah.
I would probably, like, definitely like this. I would definitely have to think of questions that, like, I would genuinely want people's answers on. Mm-hmm. Because some of them... I mean, and then it gets kind of wishy-washy because, like, what if they half want nude flats and half wanted the Western boots?
Well, I think it also depends, like, if, let's say, half of them wanted that, it's, like, what they prefer. It's not so much, like, I have to have these boots or whatever. It's more or less what do they prefer.
So if it's, like, an even tie, then the bride's going to have to decide anyway.
Yeah. But, I mean, what if it's not?
Yeah, what if, like, one person or, like, one really wins type of thing?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's still your wedding. So if you're like, well, nobody wanted the heels, so that kicks that one out. Now it's only nude flats or boots. I can pick between the two.
Yeah, I hope I become a little more, like, there's multiple options, you know?
And I feel like since you're still, because my mom asked me the other day, it's like, Sarah planned to pick a date for a wedding yet? I'm like, no. Not that I know of. I feel like... I think you're still trying to figure out what it is exactly that your vision is for the
whole
thing.
Yeah, and what I want to do. Because I really do, like, I have moments where I'm like, I want to go balls to the wall. Like, how I, like, because I think I love parties and how I, like, throw my birthday party and, like, I want it to be effing crazy. And then I'm like, no, that's so much money. I just want to elope. Like,
right, exactly.
I keep going back and forth with it. Like, I really do.
And I feel like when you sit down and you make a list like this or something like this, then it forces you to kind of realize, what is it that I really want?
Yeah. It changes. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
it could even be as simple as, like, well, maybe time of year. Like, it definitely has to be summer so we can do it outside. And that can help you pick, like, okay, if we're going to be doing it summer, then this could be the color scheme. It kind of builds on each other.
I honestly, genuinely, like, keep saying, like, I really just wish we, like, secretly got married at our engagement party. I had a blast. It was a great mix between his friends and my friends. And I, like, it was so much fun. And I'm the type of person, I'd be like, you didn't come to this random party? Well, you didn't come to my wedding because, plot twist, mother effers, we're getting married right now, you know?
And that's cool because I didn't have to buy you a present. Huh? No.
Yeah, I keep thinking, like, that was so much fun. And it was so, like, everyone was invited. If you came, you came. Great. You got to see us get married. And if not, like, well, you were invited. Sorry, not sorry. Like, you know, like, I just keep, damn, like, we should have, even though, like, I really want to be a fiance for a while. Like, I love being engaged and, like, that kind of thing. So, like, that's the only thing that would have stopped it, you know?
I mean, just keep pretending you're not married.
I guess I was just
go elope, get married. And then just at some point when you're ready for it, just have your party.
Just have a random party.
Have a reception.
This is going to be a random. Well, yeah, I don't really want to tell everyone, though. Like, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, because that's, like, a very me thing to do, too. Like, just have the family there, elope, have a dinner, and then have this effing rager.
And that way you don't have to worry about, like, your family members, like, making... Kamina, I don't think your parents are going to want to sit there, like, and be there for a rager party while everyone They're going to be S-faced and...
They were there for, like, a few hours at my engagement party and everyone was S-faced, so...
Not that bad.
And this is a wedding. You're going to have to be at my wedding. There ain't no excuse for that, parents.
Sorry. Anywho.
But yeah, I'm still a hot mess with it.
But I feel like that'd be fun to kind of just sit there and just come up with ideas. Like, what, like, that's what I call, like, go on Pinterest and kind of like, oh, I hate that. Oh, that's kind of cool. Oh, that's really awful. At least you get an idea of what you do or don't want and maybe kind of lean towards something. But I will help you with the Google Forms if you,
thank you,
decide that's what you want to do.
You're like, and I'm not going to be a part of the Google Forms, but I'll help you create them.
I feel like, considering our friendship and if we want to stay friends, I feel like that is, like, I want
to, the best gift we could give to each other.
Yeah, I want to contribute because I love you. But I feel like if I contribute anything more, one of us is going to end up with like a clump of hair off our heads, we'll, and the other one's going to have a black eye. Like,
yeah.
Maybe not. But we have a few minutes left because I'm on time. I wanted to sit here because this is going to be the last episode of the year because we are officially, yes, on break.
Wow. I'm so, wow, excited. Goodbye 2021. Hello 2020 dose.
I know everyone's like, nobody say this is going to be my year. Like, walk into 2022 carefully. Don't touch anything.
Yeah,
don't say anything.
Like that too. I'm like, I thought we did that with 2021 too, and here we are. No, so
I'm just gonna put a onesie on, and
I walked in very quietly boots to 2021. Yeah. I thought I was very nice, polite, not too wild, and here we are. The end of 2021, and
it's been, I mean, there's been a lot of headaches in the world in general.
Yeah.
But there's been some pretty awesome things that have gone on. Like, Sarah's engaged.
I'm engaged. Yeah, I have my dirty 30. It's been like a big year for me, or big end of the year, I guess, for me. Like, a lot has happened. A lot of craziness, parties. Woohoo.
I got an OnlyFans.
You got an OnlyFans? Hell yeah. Which, remind you got your eyelids tattooed.
Right. Remind me after I got my chest tattooed, like the sternum tattooed.
Ow.
Yeah, that hurt.
So are you doing resolutions? So your one is to be more on time management.
At least specifically with the podcast.
That's it. That's a good, you usually don't really do resolutions, so.
No, there's one that Rev's wife came up with a few years ago that I really liked, and I kind of like, let me see if I can, I'm trying to come up with all the things in advance so that way I don't have an excuse like, oh, I didn't do one this month, but it's to try something new each month.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work.
So like one, for example, like one month, I don't remember all the months she did, but the one that stuck with me is that one month she learned how to make tamales.
Wow.
So it could be something as simple as doing something like, hey, I want to learn how to, like when you like flipped a cup off your butt, or like doing a keg stand, like that kind of a thing. Like, it doesn't have to be something elaborate that costs a lot of money.
But, so are you going to write down each month what are you going
to
do?
Or not so much that this has to be for this month, but just write out a list of ideas.
Do you have any so far?
One of them was going to be find a place locally that's going to be like my spot. To like go to trivia or to,
you get to know the bartenders, the servers. Like, Vicky, what's up?
I had that when I lived in Seattle. Like, I would walk to the rickshaw and like, I would walk in and the karaoke gal would always put my name down. She, like, I'd literally come up and she's like, I have your name down. Just tell me which song you want. And she's just like, okay. And she already, because you have, when you have your name down, if you are regular and stuff, I think they put a little note by you and they had all your recent songs.
Oh, that's
like
smart,
they would put notes on like the songs that you would usually sing.
Most people just sing the same songs anyway.
Which, I mean, they're my songs.
And I rock them.
So I definitely want to find like a thing, whether it's bingo or something that's going to be my thing at least once a month.
You go at least once a month.
Yes. Do a thing. Like, yeah. But I think like, I like the idea of also trying to do something new, like learn how to make something new, or not make something new, but try something new or try something again. Like, I've never been able to make cookies from scratch.
Really?
Like sugar cookies or gingerbread cookies. Like, I could make cakes.
I did that yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My sugar cookies never, I can never get them to like form into a ball dough. I'll put it in the fridge, add more water, add more flour. I can never get it to where I need it to be. And they always come out flat and sad. Like, they're not cool. So like, I think like maybe one month, like learn to make like a signature cookie.
Yeah.
Something like that. Right. And maybe like one month, like what's something I've been meaning to do, like go to, whether it's something with friends or family or whatever, like maybe I've been wanting to take my little brother to the trampoline park.
Oh yeah.
Cause there's one not too far from my house. I've been wanting to do that. Now that he's bigger.
Those are good. Like, that's a good resolution. Like, it's like, I mean,
try something, gets you out, and preferably stuff that gets me out there.
Okay,
out,
so no, don't try to do no craft. Wait, baking is inside.
Like where, or I could even do something like where I invite people over and we have a cookie night.
Ooh, yes, that should be one of your things. Have a party. Have a party in 2022.
I used to throw some really good parties.
Yes, put that on the list, Vicky. Put it on.
Got to figure out what specific event would be best for a party at my house.
Dude, any event. Literally any weekend day. it could be a party.
I was thinking like
an excuse.
I was thinking like a St. Patrick's Day, like go full board, like green beer and everything. Like
you want like a holiday or something.
Something. Because one of my things before I bought my house that I really, really wanted, like on my list of things that I was wanting, is I wanted to decorate for each holiday. Right?
Yeah.
So Halloween and fall, I go all out. Christmas, I've been going all out. So after
you do Valentine's Day?
That's what I want to do next. I don't have any Valentine's Day stuff. So I would love to like decorate and go full on out. So
do it. I love Valentine's.
So that's what I was even thinking. Like, I mean, I know everyone goes out and does Valentine's Day stuff, but how cute would it be to have like a mini party? There's my timer. Have a mini party where it's like, let's do like Valentine's Day, like something together, like where we make cookies, like where we have a few people over and have fun.
Oh my gosh. And you could do what they did in like the movie Valentine's Day, which I don't know if you've seen, but like have a piñata for people who hate Valentine's Day. So then it's like a big heart piñata and people like take bat to it, you know, to people who are like single or people who like are just recently broken up with or divorced or like low-key hate their significant other. So you could do that too.
I mean, Valentine's Day, it'd have to be the week after Valentine's Day because my cousin's getting married the Saturday before Valentine's Day.
Dude, F that. I'm just kidding.
No, so Valentine's Day, like, we're celebrating love next week. We're making a piñata because we hate Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be a mix of both.
So that's kind of my idea. I'm going to sit down, especially now that I'm going to have a few days off, kind of come up with some fun ideas.
So you
got to
make 12 things.
At least. In case, just in case something either falls through, like, oh, you know what, I wanted to go skydiving, or not skydiving, but like the iFly thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it falls through, whatever, you know, I want to have backups because I'm me. But that's definitely, there's a few of those things that I think that's a fair resolution.
That's a very big resolution.
I think it's cool.
That's like not one thing, that's like a lot of things you got to do.
One big thing. Do you have any expectations, resolutions, goals?
You know, I haven't even like thought of a resolution or like
plan any the wedding day.
That's definitely like probably
something to be done by the end of next year.
I guess probably because we kind of postponed it at the end of this year to kind of like start like looking at venues and kind of getting at least like a vibe of what we don't and don't want. So we'll probably have to start doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Next year.
Venues,
we're not doing it this year.
Venues are expensive.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's probably going to be a very good kind of feel out of, oh, I really like this venue. How much is it? Really? Okay. You know what I mean? And then be like, sorry, friends and family, y'all ain't effing worth this. No. Like, you know, so, I mean, we'll see. Who knows? Maybe I'll have a change of heart and then become like Bridezilla and really want to go all out. So that's definitely on my list of things. Other than that, I don't really know. And I'm
like, is there any classes? Like, I know you've been doing a lot of your Peloton this year.
I have, and I've almost completed that resolution or
nice
goal or whatever. My goal was to do at least 150 miles every month. I just have December to finish because I've done all the other months.
Yay!
So,
would you have
some months are harder than others. I will definitely tell you that.
Would you have a different goal, like a Peloton goal, or would you want to keep the 150 a month?
I don't know. It's kind of like they have goals for you, and so you can sign up for the goals.
Gotcha.
And like that's what it's like: bronze, 50, silver, 100, 150. You get a gold medal, and then that's kind of where they stop it. So it was just kind of very easy for me to just like sign up for the challenge and then track if I got there or not.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it definitely was a very good push for me to, okay, get on the bike. You need to get those miles. Like, okay, you don't want to do a class, get on the bike and watch TV. Like, you have to get those miles in. So it was it was good for me to have that. So maybe I'll just keep doing that, even though it kind of sucks.
Well, is there any other types of classes?
Yeah,
or
there's like, they sometimes do like a yoga one, or they do like 15 strength classes a month, or like those kind of things, which I could do. But the cardio one is really like killer.
Have you ever done, I don't know if Peloton offers this. I used to do when I would try to work out. There is this app called like Zombie Run.
Oh God, I don't run, girl.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they have a bike version or somebody else has another app for it. But basically, while you're jogging or running, you listen to this podcast. You can put your music on as well, and it will lower the volume of your music, and it will kind of give you instructions or a story.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be something along the lines of like, hey, you are runner number 6 and you are escaping, like you just woke up from a helicopter crash. You don't really know what's going on. So you have to run away from these zombies chasing you, run into people, and then you kind of have a whole mystery story you're kind of following. And as you're running, you are, oh, you just picked up, you know, a med pack. You just picked up some supplies, like as you're running. And then the other part to it, you can change it if you don't want to, is the faster, like I always turned it off because I didn't trust myself and it freaked me out. Where if you're, or you can turn off if the zombies can catch you or not based on your speed.
Oh, so they could capture you and kill you.
Yeah. So basically, if
and then your run would be over and you'd be like, thank God.
Well, it was something like you need to run faster now. So your speed would have to go up.
Yeah.
And then for a short time, like a burst and stuff. And I would always turn that off. But there's something like that. Would you ever be down for like a story like that?
Probably not. I mean, I'm not really one to like get into the stores like while I'm working out. Usually I either want to be like told what to do, like by an instructor and like try to match exactly what they're doing. Or I sometimes will listen to music. Or, like, my Peloton's right in front of my TV, so I'll literally just, like, put on a show and go.
Okay.
You know, and those are all, like, I mean, some if I, like, have a headache and I'm not really, like, that's when I'll usually just, like, put on a show and do it because I don't want to be, like, totally, like, yelled at, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or, like, loud music and all that. But, no, I've never really been to one to, like, get into story and run away from the zombies. That seems so you though,
right? It would freak me out a little bit because like zombies scare me, but I would like, put
this
on,
is so real.
I would put on the playlist from Stranger Things.
Oh yeah, that's a good theme song.
So it was pretty awesome to kind of run around with that info or whatever music going on in the background.
Yeah, but I should really think about resolutions since it's like almost the time.
And depending on like how this our holiday break goes, maybe we can do like a Instagram live or something from our broadcast Instagram.
Yeah.
And see if you've come up with anything else for resolution.
I still have a few weeks. Just a few weeks, though, people.
I do technically have one other resolution just because it's going to sound really silly.
What?
So get ready to make fun of me.
Okay. As long as you give me permission.
Okay, don't be too mean. Okay, so one of the things, because people will jokingly make fun of me and like I'll make fun of myself. I love TikTok. And it took me a while. I'm like, why is it that I'm so captivated by these people? Mm-hmm. And I realized that they are a lot of these people, some of them are just silly. Some of them are just storytellers. They talk about their lives. But other people go so deep into what they really love, like a lot of actors or performers and stuff like that. And I'm like, whether it's something more dramatic or humorous or whatever. And I am so blown away by their talent and their creativity. And I remembered, I'm like, when I was younger, I feel like I had all these ideas in my head all the time. And now I feel like I do have a lot of ideas constantly, but I'm constantly forgetting them or I'm just too tired to really do anything with them. Or I'm like, well, nothing's going to come of that. So why even bother continuing to kind of let this creative idea unfold? And so that's why I'm very captivated by these. And I miss like when I did do some acting in high school, like I was in the class.
Yeah.
But I was always too nervous and it never came out. Like I never was able to portray how I really wanted to portray now that I'm older and I've kind of studied, you know, more of the film stuff and other things. Like I really want to practice and do more of that. So kind of do more, not necessarily dramatic, but flex a few more acting muscles.
Like, are you talking about taking more classes? Are you talking about just making more TikToks?
More on TikTok. And if that leads to something where I'm like really liking it and really comfortable with it, then maybe, maybe do take some classes or something. Cause
that's
like,
great, dude.
I used to love acting when I was younger. I wanted to be an actress. And then I was like, well, I don't, that's a lot.
Hollywood's a rough business.
It's a rough business.
That's awesome. I'm not going to make fun of you. I love that, girl. So if you ever need a little actress, little co-star, give me
always
a holler.
Oh, hey. I have so many ideas.
I went to acting school for a second.
I'll send you some of the videos in my drafts.
Yeah, I will totally be on that TikTok of yours.
You'll have to come over and hang out with me then.
Yeah.
And I'll do your makeup.
Like, look like damn fools. I'm here for it.
I am also here for it. But that is also like, I want to, it's so when you say it like very basically, like I want to do more TikToks and get and like more often and post more on Instagram and do these things. But it's a little deeper than just that. So that's why I'm like, it sounds, you can make fun of me for it.
No, I mean, I totally get it. And I get that it sounds very, kind of superficial in a way, you know, but like since I maybe because we're kind of in the same like social media, like it's really a thing, right. You know, like
on top of the fact that we are performers at heart, you and I.
Yeah. Yeah. So I totally I'm so here for it. And I mean, I've just made my first reel like a few weeks ago. And I made my second on Instagram and I'm already like, wow, look at me making a mother effing reel, which is like a TikTok, but for Instagram pretty much. But I was like, that's a lot of work. Like people don't understand. Like,
oh, yeah.
People who don't do it or like for me, who people like, oh, did a reel. I'm like, wow, that's so cool. Or like people who have TikToks and are very successful at like, I'm like, that really like actually takes a lot of like time, a lot of like thought of putting into it, a lot of actually making it like. So, girl, I applaud you because it's not necessarily easy, you know, but people just think it is because it's social media. And you're like, no, you try to take like 800 takes of this one thing and try to put it perfectly with this other thing and have the music lined up and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. That was me yesterday. I was coming up with all these different things and I was like, oh, crap. I forgot to film the first part to it. So I didn't post most of them. I posted one because a lot of these were ideas of like the transformation. I did myself up for some OnlyFans pictures.
Oh, hey.
So hair, like I did, got a wig, some makeup, cute outfit. So I was doing all these TikToks and the idea is like I would transition from normal me to sexy me.
Did you forget to take normal you though?
Yeah, mostly because I started doing my makeup. I'm like, crap. And I was gonna film me doing my makeup and then I kept messing it up
because I keep like, damn it.
I'm like, how do the youngins do their eyeliner these days? And then I found a trick. I'm like, wow, cool. I should have just done what I used to do all the time. Stop being so fancy. You could do the fancy stuff. Just do it the way you know. Don't.
Yeah, the old tricks are coming back.
Like, don't overthink it.
Yeah. Well, how often do you post on TikTok now?
Every like now and then when I come up with something.
So like not even like once a week or whatever?
No, my goal would be to be like, I don't want to say every day because I feel like that's probably not going to happen if I'm going to be realistic. I think at least once a week.
Yeah.
Twice a week would be awesome.
Girl, you got this.
Yeah.
I'm your cheerleader.
All right. My cheerleader, my co-star.
Hell yeah. Maybe I'll even post some pictures for your OnlyFans.
Hey, people have been requesting it.
Just kidding. I just post that on my Instagram for everyone to see for free.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for this year. Thank you for everyone who has been with us from day one.
Yes. Happy holidays. Hope you guys all have a great new year. Come on, 2022. I was going to say 2023. Wow, I literally already skipped a year. What? Come on, 2022. Let's go.
But thanks again for everything.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.